SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two is underway. And yes, we got a lot of topics to get to here, which does include JP on where he's going tonight. Player to hit the longest home run. Some really good price points out here. Vladdy at FanDuel is a plus 240. Alonso plus 340. Robert Jr. 4-1. Julio Rodriguez 7-1. Adolis Garcia 7-1. Arozarena 750. Adley Rutschman, then you fall off a cliff. Rutschman 25-1 in bets, 28-1. Did JP just go stone cold Mookie Betts 28-1? Just let it fire up out here?
No, that doesn't sound like his vibe.
Where's he going? All right. I don't think he's going Vladimir Guerrero Jr. since I said Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I think he's going Julio Rodriguez 7-1, like opposite.
Maybe he's going Pete Alonso. Maybe he's like, I don't know why Pete's not the favorite.
Does JP know who Pete Alonso is, though, really? Come on.
Come on, man.
Who you got, JP? Let's go.
Yeah, I'm taking Vlad. Pete's a pro, and it's...
Oh, that's great.
I hate that pick, yeah. Because he knows how to pace himself for an event like this. So just give me a guy that's going to go out there and smash the ball.
JP knows. He knows his way around the parlor.
Folks, this is a losing wager. Let's call it what it is. No way these two knuckleheads are going to both hit this.
I mean, could Vlad hit one out of the ballpark?
Just on the slam, what? Donnie, in the history of us betting together, I think we've lost once in the two years of this show.
That's true. Yep.
How many times?
We do a lot on Tuesdays. I mean, you don't show up twice a week here on this show. So me and JP have been betting a lot together.
You know what I mean? It's a...
We bet a lot together here. Tomorrow, all these betting options... Ready to get after it. You want to know about Dalvin Cook and how good he was at Florida State? Tune in tomorrow, people. I mean, we are really hitting the archives.
Terrible.
I mean,
but you'll
fantastic.
Have all the NFL previews finished, is what the rumor mill
says. True.
So that's
true. This might be Sports Grid sponsored by the NFL this week. If you want NFL action, let's go. Next week, it officially starts up in the NFL season. And by the way, I had a nice hot topic. I was ready to let rip, and I completely forgot about it. Man. It was a good one, too. It was going to catch you a little bit off guard. So now I got to go back in the commercial break and sort of retool to see where I can find some of this action at. But the All-Star break. Well, let's take a look at the totality of the All-Star break, right? Because we still do have other sports on, right? We're watching currently now Alcaraz a 5-2 lead in the second set. Is that right? Is that sets? 6-3 win for Berrettini. Now 5-2 set. I'm trying to get the correct scenarios here. You got Wimbledon, obviously. You do have the NBA Summer League. Oh, here we go. By the way, the tweet, I love optics of things, particularly when they're real in Las Vegas. You have the Sphere out here putting out outrageous car crash eligible, visions on that Sphere thing out there in Vegas. They put that basketball, it looked like it was CGI in a movie, that basketball floating around out there. And you say you didn't like that. What? What?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I wouldn't feel comfortable driving around it. They could put anything on it. No, I'm out on that. I think that's a good take.
You know James Dolan is going to put a Sphere in New York City somewhere, so you better get ready for it. It's coming.
I don't think so, is it?
It's coming. Yeah, they're trying to build them all over the place now. Like, they're the next level, venues to be at.
Wait, 15, hold on. 16, now,
yeah.
I don't understand. You can go inside the Sphere?
Yes, it seats like 15,000 people. They are going to have sporting events there, but it's mainly for concerts, like the next level. Like, a concert comes to Madison Square Garden. This is like the next level to immerse you into the concert. LED board sound. It's supposed to be outrageous in there. What did you actually think it was? Is it like a mall in there?
Honestly, nothing. I thought it was.
Are just they
like
just put like a big billboard?
Thing. Yeah.
It's a concert venue, as if like Vegas. There's not enough concert venues apparently, where you got to spend like $2 billion on another one. But it's one of those where if it works well in Vegas, they're going to pop up all over the place. They are expensive, but I told the wife that the other day. I was like, you know what? Next time we get out to Vegas. Like, I got a concert or whatever is there. Like, I need to be in that place because I like new, cool things. I think that might be one of them.
But the stuff on the outside, you're telling me is how it looks on the inside then? Like, what?
No, that's just the outside. That's just the LED boards on the outside. Like, that's just like a cool thing that, hey, you know what? We're going to build a sphere here because obviously inside, I don't know, the sound and the lights all work. But on the outside of it, we're just going to make one big LED board that we can program and make it look like anything just so it's cool. It's almost like, Kevin, when you get to Vegas and you see like, oh, my God, what's that? Oh, that's, you know, the sphere where you go see concerts. Oh, let me go to a concert there. See what I mean? It's just like an added entity where, again, if it's just when they showed the golf tournament, which was the match with the Chiefs players versus the Warriors players, that's all I kept looking in the background. I was like, what the heck, man? Just some giant golf ball in the background looks terrible. But when the LED boards pop on, which they just turned them on for, I think, the 4th of July, that's why you're getting all this on social media. It looks incredible, man. Like, I'm telling you, you're driving. Like, it's a basketball. It looks like it just crashed in the earth.
Yeah, but I don't know. It looks a little off-putting there. Like, I wouldn't want to be driving around that.
They had it as a big eyeball? I mean, it's like a wildness.
Yeah, that's madness. That's I'm out on this.
Now hear me out. Hear me out on this. Super Bowl in Vegas. We land, me and you, on the sphere on the outside. Check out Sports Grid this morning. I mean,
My big melon out there on the sphere.
I'm not telling you, if they made the sphere just your melon, like just your, the whole sphere was your head, oh my goodness, man. Somebody listen, Big Lou, Mike, somebody in the background here, make that happen. I mean, yeah, put him out there. Be absolutely tremendous here. Hour number two is on the way, and also, get your phone calls next. Don't go anywhere. It's Kevin and Donnie.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Starting lineups released here for the American League, which we'll get to in just a few moments here. I see Shohei Ohtani batting second, but can't participate here in the Home Run Derby competition. Shohei, I'm one of your biggest fans out here. Don't get that tide turned here. You know what I mean, K-Dub? The winds of change could come rather quickly here. Well, how can Ohtani be healthy enough to play in a game but not in Home Run Derby? You want to answer that question quickly for me?
I'm not sure if he's not in it due to lack of health. Like, I don't know why you keep acting like the home run.
He leads the league in home runs. Get out there.
What does that mean? That's not how that's
decided. It's so disrespectful to the game. You know what? Don't get me started on every time we talk about Ohtani being the best player in baseball. I might have to turn my back on the guy. Kind of upset by that. Him out there. I mean, look, Judge, you could stand in that box, man. Come on. How much of it really is your core that you're hitting home runs with, man? Swing that bat. Clump. Deep drive. Boom. And by the way, where's Stanton at in these days? Did he even get asked, Kevin?
No, he has 7 home runs.
So what? Doesn't matter.
They didn't ask him.
That's, I don't know. I think it was one of those where, like, they didn't ask him, or it was like Robert Saleh. I was like, hey, by the way, I know we might be up for this, but we don't want it at all. You know me, if I'm Rob Manfred. Hey, Giancarlo, welcome into the Home Run Derby. Click. That's it.
Yeah, I mean,
take
like, that's not a thing you can do, Don. Like, it's an extra activity. Yeah, I don't know why you speak of it in such fashion.
5 Texas Rangers, by the way, in the starting lineup for the American League. Tremendous that's stuff. Let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. The Moose, he's ready to go here. New week, new money, all-star break week. What's up, Moose?
I tell you what, you know who does show up every day? You know who does show up every day?
Tell him.
The Moose.
Tell him.
The Moose.
That's true.
All right. That's right. Okay. Well, both you guys had
That's
a great
it.
Weekend. So, home run tonight. I took Luis Robert. Luis Robert. He's coming in at a plus 400. So, that ought to be interesting. And then tomorrow I took the American. I took the American League to win it.
They always win.
Yeah, it's interesting, and it's a minus 118 on the ticket I got. But the other interesting thing too, you were talking about that spear out in Vegas. That would be absolutely wonderful to go see. And we usually go out there at least once a year, so that's going to be a priority. We go out there usually we'll stay down the strip at the Wynn, just because I like the Wynn Towers. The pools and the amenities are nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice place. But question for you, DRS. Have you ever made it down to Mississippi, to any of the casinos down there?
No, I haven't. I would love to go to Mississippi, though. What do you got?
Well, the sister property from the Borgata is down there. It's called Beau Rivage.
Gotcha.
And, they describe it basically as a smaller Wynn or a Bellagio. Supposed to be very, very nice. You're not that far from Gulf Shores, from some of the best beaches, some of the best seafood in the country. That that may be a trip we're going to head down in November. Weather's going to be in high 70s, low humidity. So that'd be a fun trip. And K-Dub, I got a question for you. So coming back after the All-Star break, what are the trends that usually happen? Do the pitchers have better games? Do the hitters have better games? Is there a specific trend that you should watch in the betting perspective?
I don't know if there's anything specific, Donnie, that usually applies there on that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Do you usually give it a couple days before you would get involved with old school team totals?
Yeah, here's the tough part about that move. And I'm talking like back in even like running services. The scariest time for me was Sunday before the break. I used to not really wager at all there. And then coming back on those first three games. Because typically, again, it's like the beginning of the season. You're lining up your pitching for the second half, which a lot of times your aces will be on the mound. Which, again, for a team total guy or a total guy, it's usually backwards. But those think about this, Moose. It's very simple. You have that hard grind for a couple months here. You get away. Nobody's really just going home and sitting on their couch to relax. It's a chance to go, wow, I got like 4 days off here. What do you want to do? You got a wife, you got a girlfriend, you got kids, you got friends. You're probably in the Bahamas. You know, you're in Mexico. You're flying off, somewhere on a vacation there. So the last thing, you're not working out on that vacation specifically. Hey, let me get in the batting cage. It's really tough when you come back, and maybe probably the pitchers would be ahead of the batters at that point.
Right. All right, guys. Well, you have a great evening, and we'll talk to you soon. The three of you guys, take care. We'll talk to you.
Love it. All right. Moose checking in here on a Monday. Good stuff there. By the way, talking about the beach, hit the beach on Saturday, by the way. Water, warm as all get out, crystal clear, no jellyfish. So get this, like me, the wife, and my daughter, meet my mother and stepfather there on the beach. They have a place down there. So we go. Enjoying it all the way. But the kid was supposed to bring another kid. Like, hey, you know, mom and dad, can I bring my friend? Yeah, sure, no problem. Give you something to do on the beach, play and do all that stuff. Well, the kid ended up not being able to go, which you know who then the kid turns into, Kevin. It's me. I'm the kid. So it's not going out there and, like, you know, splashing around the waves and all that stuff. So I got to do it. And granted, I love the ocean, specifically when it's warm and it's clean and there's a lot of people there. Kid brought the boogie board, and I just do a little body surf and hang out. You're in the water, you're out, you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out. Throughout maybe 5 or 6 hours on the beach. So I'm riding a wave in. I see a bunch of these kids, like, in front of me. Like, all right, I got to put the brakes on. Don't I hurt my rib cage, man? I mean, what is the deal with it? Like, when you're younger, like, you never feel like you're getting older. But I had to put the brakes on. You know what I mean? Like, you're riding back in, like, okay, I can ride this out and truck this 6-year-old kid. Or I can, like, put my hands on, like, you know, stop myself in the middle of a wave, which I did. And I just felt something tweak there. And then for Saturday night, Sunday night, and into today, like, if I roll around in bed, like, I can feel it. I'm like, my goodness. Like, what happened, really? Man? Yes.
Maybe you should. Now, be honest. Ugh.
Yeah.
You wish you would have trucked the kid.
No, because it would have caused like a little bit. And that, again, now that I'm hurt, like, no, I probably don't think that would have been the correct thing to do. But I saw it come, like, all right, let me just stop real quick. Like, oh, that didn't turn out that good. Like, I actually thought it might have been worse than what it turned out to be. But still, the simple fact is, like, you should be able to tumble around and do everything. And now I hurt myself no matter what goes on out here.
Now, do you get sympathy from the missus that you were injured playing with?
I just get looked down on even more at that point. You know what I mean?
Really? Like, wow.
Like, the best part is, like, I'll be in the water, like, half the day. And, again, it was a beautiful day on the beach. And I generally like the water. Like, I think the kid's like, I want to go back in the water. And it's never like the wife's like, okay, let's go. It's always like, why aren't you taking her back in? I don't know, because I just did it 5 minutes ago.
Right.
So, yeah, that's the way it goes down.
There's heat in the
big
room.
Beach guy, though. Can't smoke on the beach, though, anymore. No cigars.
Really?
I'm not even sure. I think you can have alcohol, but you can't have it like, it's got to be like concealed now. It's like, all right, we're not going to mess around with you and get it. By the way, the beaches you go to, do you ever get the beach tag people, like the beach tag police after you?
No, but also, man, I've not been to, man, my beach going experiences are very limited in recent
years. Why, though? You're a little bit closer to the beach now. Or actually, you were close in Queens, I guess.
I'll tell you this.
Did anybody go to the beach there?
I'll tell you this. I haven't been to the beach since I've been out here in Jersey once. I haven't been to the beach.
BSS didn't take you. I mean, JY's on the beach all the time. Never picks up the phone.
Now, JY does have there's an outstanding offer to go to the beach club. JY's a big beach club guy.
Yeah.
So I might have to take him up on that one time.
Now, what is the beach club?
What do you mean?
Just like a private beach?
Yeah. But you have, like, usually, I'm assuming here, like, the cabanas and...
Yeah, where you, yeah.
That's exactly.
They don't really have that. Like, I guess in Atlantic City, I guess, like, when you go down to, like, South Florida, let's just say you go to, like, Miami Beach, you stay at a nice hotel, they have their own beaches, per se. Like, okay, the, you know, cabana guy, like, hey, okay, I'm going to sign up here, I want to... a towel, I want a chair, or I want an overhang, or just a cabana itself. But in, like, I don't know, Ocean City, I guess, Brigantine, Wildwood even down here, I don't think they have too many of those. But I like the concept of that, though. You want to relax, you want to lay down, you want to get out of the sun. Jersey Shore is a great place here. We'll be back. Hour number two. A lot more to go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here in hour number two. By the way, talking about the All-Star game, which is tomorrow, the dominance of the American League has been absolutely incredible since 1997. 1997, the National League has only won three times. That's incredible. Like the dominance of the American League, which again is on a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 game winning streak here up against the NL. And before that, those three wins by the National League in 2010, 11, and 12, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 games, which included a tie there in 2002, which set, you know, baseball on tilt, where they had to make it count and mean stuff, and it didn't mean stuff, but it meant stuff. That was ridiculous. But my goodness, the American League just crushes the American League when starting out in the All-Star games, Kevin. It was always the National League that hammered the American League.
It is odd, though, right? Because
it is.
I don't know. Do you feel like there's a reasonable explanation?
No.
For that? No, right?
I guess because that doesn't make sense. Like, well, the American League, you know, you play the DH, I guess, in the All-Star game, but I mean, everybody's got you just put a power hitter in there and it doesn't skip a beat. There is no rhyme or reason to me. Just that you can say, okay, the better teams are in the American League, but better by what margin? Like, you're taking the best of each league.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not, and there's so many guys that play too. Like, I think for a while, like, people would have said the Western Conference so much better than the NBA's Eastern Conference, but it's a far more limited pool, and you could impact the game a little bit more, right? Like, you know, Mike Trout, let me not use Mike Trout anymore. Acuna Jr. is only going to get, what, two at-bats? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's only Garrett Cole's going to get one inning. Do you get two innings when you're the opener?
That's where everybody starts getting bent out of shape, because it used to be back in the day, like way back, like the starters would play the majority of the game. It didn't start till like a little bit later on. It's like, okay, everybody gets in and everybody has to play. But then it sort of got back to that, okay, if it's going to mean, you know, the American League or the National League is going to get home field advantage, you take it a little bit more seriously. But now we're just back to nonsense. So you're right. Handicapping how many guys, like starters, are you going to play three innings? Are you going to get two at-bats? Everybody else gets one at-bat? All that stuff, right?
Just quickly, but you I know that you find the game now to be meaningless, but would you prefer the All-Star game to determine home field advantage in the World Series?
It would, either way, it doesn't move my needle. Like, oh, that's so stupid. It really doesn't. Like, okay, well, now we don't get home field. Who cares? Home field advantage, whatever. Flip a coin every year. American League this year, National League this year. It never really mattered to me at that point. But I wasn't all bent out of shape. The only thing that was funny was the travesty, Kevin, in 2002 that it ended in a tie. I mean, how could this possibly be? How un-American, where then they had to say it actually meant something the next year, which always made me laugh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just do what every other league does and what they do now.
Yeah.
The better team hosts the World Series. It is really...
Yeah.
That's
it, it's exactly. But the fact that it was like, okay, we really have to make it count now, which is hilarious because both teams ran out of pitchers and, you know, nobody's going to, you can't do this or that. But the overreaction always was funny. And like, oh, watch this, man. They're going to really take this serious. No, not really. Because there's probably three teams you think could be in the World Series, and you have guys that are like the Pittsburgh Pirates who won't sniff it, but that guy might come in the seventh inning and be like, hey, he blew it. Well, so what? We're not playing in the World Series anyway. What do I care? See what I mean? Yeah. Great. Yeah. Great stuff overall. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. Chris calling in from Austin here on a Monday, an All-Star Week Monday, right here on the Sports Grid Network. What's up, Chris?
DRS and the incredulous Kevin Walsh. Mm-hmm. You got to love him. Hey, what's going on, you guys? I just love you guys.
Let's go.
Hey, man, that's an interesting conversation, man. The All-Star game was the bomb back in the day, the 70s, mm-hmm. 80s.
It was good.
I remember Reggie Jackson at Tiger Stadium when he was with the A's.
Light stand.
Hitting that home run. Yeah, man, come on. The All-Star game was the bomb back in the day. But now, I don't think the players really care as much. And, you know, they make so much bread. You know, originally, now it's the NBA player. Originally, the basketball, the baseball player was the prima donna. Now it's the basketball player that's the prima donna. But I digress. I've got two picks, man. I was listening to you and Kev this morning. I love you guys' chemistry. Mm-hmm. And so you guys were talking about taking a side. I didn't know that. I thought, oh, good information. So this is what I did. I took Azarena. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you why I took Randy Azarena. One, I like the number. Two, the kid likes the spotlight. Think about the World Baseball Classic this March. He loved the World Series, remember, against the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
He can win the series. And he's coming, like you said, DRS, this morning, he's coming from the easier side, right? It's the easier Robert or Robert. Y'all had that discussion. Who knows? Robert, this is his first time, right? So I'm going with Azarena, the guy that's been in a situation, pressure situations. He likes the pressure situation and has performed in the pressure situations. And then what Cam said about Mookie being the better one in shape on the other side and the number, plus 900, I went and played both of those two, man. And I don't know. What do you guys think? Different, but they pay well if they come through.
Of course. That's a lot, because I was talking about this earlier, Kevin, too, when I was even on with Davis Maddox, saying it's really about the price point here. It's like, oh, if you like this guy, it's like, well, okay, it's not really official where it's a handicap and you can guess which way these players or how many they're actually going to hit. It's almost like a guesstimate. It's like, okay, do you want to guess on Alonzo at plus 330, or can I get something deeper down that roster, 10-1 or better? Because you can look at everybody. Again, I hate to do this to Rutschman. Everybody but Rutschman, it feels like, is going to win this, which please have Rutschman win this.
And that makes you want to bet him. And it makes you want to bet him. Well, it makes me want to bet him.
Can't win.
I may drop a few dollars on him anyway. Yeah. And then, hey, what about Wimby, y'all? Now, I switched to basketball. And I was watching BATR over the weekend, listening to Kev and Coach. And I like what Kev brought up, man. Everybody was there to see this kid. He's 19 years old. I think for me, that part shows a mental confidence. And he's humble, man. It seems as if the kid has his head on right. And when you're making that kind of money and you're that kind of famous, it can go to your head really, really quick. And since he's not the flashy drive to the bucket, get your bucket dunk guy, I love this game. I love this body game. Even the shooting. You know why? Because I like the way the kid saw the court. The kid can pass. The kid can block shots. The kid can rebound. And like Coach Young said, we'll work on the shooting. Yesterday the shooting came through. I like his demeanor. That's the word that I was looking for. His demeanor down there with Pop in San Antonio, who had down there with his demeanor and that culture and his skills. I don't know if he'll be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but he was definitely the best prospect in this draft.
I mean, I totally agree. I totally agree. I think it was on full display. I know that, you know, DRS was completely heartbroken that he was not able to just call him. What was the plan, Dio? I mean, do you – I know you like seeing people go wild, but what was your takeaway from the debut game?
Which I only saw the highlights of the debut game. But more than that, Kevin, you know where I go. I go right to social media and I say, all right, what happened here? The minute I saw the 9 points, all I had to type in was, you know, Victor Wembanyama on Twitter. And it was awesome to watch because I just like the hot take. And we talked about it last week saying, like, well, what do you expect? Like, boy, you know what? I'm not one of those guys going to watch one game like, oh, he scored 9 points, he stinks. But I like to feed into it and have fun with it, which is why I told you this morning, I really wish he didn't have his second game until Monday night because the takes could have just got really red hot. And when I woke up this morning, I didn't watch any part of live yesterday, his game. But when I woke up, I saw the highlights immediately. I'm like, okay, I saw the bottom line. I saw what he did on offense and defense here. Yeah, that's more like what we anticipated. But I just like to feed because if we had that game one, there would have been no intrigue. You to see Wembanyama the rest of the way. Okay, he's a bona fide superstar, and away you go. This made me laugh a little bit because I knew the takes were coming up. Man, I play in France. What'd you expect? And it was such a hot take. I loved it.
Yeah, I just thought that the defensive side of the ball, and I know that's like boring for people, but on that end alone, you're like, oh, wow, he's probably one of the 10 best defensive players in the NBA right now. Like, that shouldn't be possible. And the offense will come along. And again, you saw the offense by the time we got to that second game. We did. It was great. So I was all about it, DRS. I was all about it.
Yeah, no, it's good to see. We hope we can, you know, squeeze a little bit more juice out of him the rest of the way. But we know how Summer League works. Because it's not so much, Kevin, Wembanyama is healthy right now. We saw two prominent young dudes go down already. Now, granted, not like, oh, my God, they tore their ACL and they're out. But anytime one organization sees what's going on in another organization, it goes like, we got what we wanted out of him here, and let's tuck him away now.
Mm-hmm. Well, my only thing is because they made the point that he's not going to play at the FIBA World Cup with France. He's like, look, there's a lot happening. I got the season coming up.
Trying to acclimate to the NBA. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I wonder if that's actually now going to allow him to play the entirety of Summer League. I think it's on the board. I think it's on the board that he finishes Summer League with the Spurs. As great as the game was, Donnie. But I think he'll probably want to as well, which is a big thing, right? I'm sure everybody wants to play, but... like, he's not, you know, some of those second-year guys go out there. Keegan Murray, right, Donnie, went out there and scores 41. Mm. He's like, all right, cool, I'm good, thanks. You know what I'm saying? Where Wemby's like, look, yeah, I understand I scored, you know, 27-10, cool. Like, I want, but, like, let me see how much better I can get for the next game and for the next game and for the next game. Like, this is all going to help me long-term here.
By the way, did you see I know you probably saw the box score. I didn't care about Wembanyama. I knew he had a good game. I scrolled that box score for the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give it away right now what I saw.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. We're going to talk about this after the break. Because we didn't get a chance to go over it this morning, but I got such a good laugh at this going. First of all, who is this guy and how good is he? So, yeah, we got some fun stuff. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about a great box score coming up next year.
Hell yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here, hour number two, Summer League. Now, we were tipping our hand where we're going to go. There's a starting lineup here. So it looks like they played, which is kind of crazy. Only 8 players played for the San Antonio Spurs in that Summer League game. Coach's decision was at least not, looks like 9 guys. You got a lot more people played for Portland. Portland won that game over the Spurs 85-80. What was that game lined at, by the way?
3.5 closing for San Antonio, the favorite.
Okay. So they lost outright. They were getting punched right away. 19-8 after the first quarter.
Yep.
Played some decent basketball, but as Wembanyama said, hey, look, we didn't play well. Fourth quarter, we turned it on, just didn't have enough time to complete the comeback. Now, Wembanyama, 27 minutes, 9 of 14 from the floor, 7 of 12 from the free throw line. So he could have easily eclipsed that 30-point mark, making a couple more free throws there. Barlow scores 17 points. Wesley scores 14 points. Champagne, I believe that's how you say his name, 4 points there. Branham, who, the reason I'm bringing this up is, we're going to get to his actual bottom line, but it caught me a little bit off guard. Friday, so like, okay, Wembanyama's going to have his debut tonight, and it looks like, look at this, you know, to score 20 points, Wembanyama's the only Spur listed here. He clicked down to 25 points, and all of a sudden, the guy named Branham appears as the favorite. Click 30 points. He's the favorite again. I'm like, who is this guy, and where is he coming from? 32 minutes on Sunday night. He scored 6 points. Okay, well, 6 points. What do you want from him? He was 1 of 17 from the floor. 1 of 17, which granted was 1 from 8 from 3-point range, but he missed 9 shots inside of 3-point range. And that's what I love about the summer league. This dude got more minutes than just about anybody else besides Wesley and was like, it's a summer league game. I'm firing. I don't care. 1 of 17. That's pretty impressive.
Malachi Branham is a first-round choice for the Spurs last year and is probably a top-8 rotation player on the Spurs.
Man.
I cannot stress how awful that roster is, Don. Like, it is so bad. And they didn't do a thing in free agency. Like it's been great because there's some people like, hey, you think they should go for Dame? No. They're awful. They are awful, that Spurs team.
6 of 22 from 3-point round. Yeah, that's always a good one there. We'll see what Pop has to come up with. But they only shot 62% as a team, 42% from the floor, which is primarily because Branham just kept missing shot after shot after shot. But I do think that was interesting.
Insane, man.
It is insane because there comes a point where it's like, okay, I'm pretty sure he didn't make his first shot after shot 16. Like, all right, let me stop there. But when you get to a point sometimes, like, hey, man, I'm 1 of 6 from 3-point range. Unless I'm just wide open and nobody's around me, I'm not shooting those anymore. And if I'm just having a terrible game, I can't make anything. It's like, hey, you know what? Let me get my other teammates involved. And he's like, nah, you know what? My time to shine. Summer league game, I'm going to just put it on right now. My goodness.
And it's concerning because there's plenty of second-year guys that are lighting it up. And Branham had some big games at the California Classic. But, like, 1 of 17 is just – that's inexcusable. That is inexcusable, man.
Summer league tonight, another full slate out there. Grizzlies, Cavaliers. Is that the highest? No, it's 181.5. The highest total tonight is 187.5, which is the Timberwolves and the Jazz. Sixers getting 4.5 from the Mavericks. Pacers favored by 6.5 over the Magic. Timberwolves and the Jazz. Any guys you're looking at tonight as maybe a focal point?
If I'm not mistaken, tonight we have the Mavs Thunder on the board. Is that right? Are the Thunder not on the board tonight? Oh, it's Mavs Sixers.
Yeah.
Are the Thunder like done playing here at Summer League? Are they the only team not at Vegas? Did I make this up completely? Oh, they play on... Okay, so they're going to play Tuesday.
No, they're the second favorite here to win the Summer League.
The whole thing, the Thunder?
Yeah. Yep.
The booking and that stuff's a little confusing to me, though, because like not everybody advances. It's a little all over the place here. I guess if there's one guy you want to keep your eye on, it might be Keontae George, who had himself an outrageous first game for Utah, 33 points, 10 assists as a rookie. But all in all, this is not a very good summer league slate tonight.
No, but it does take center stage. Now, we have a full slate, I believe, tomorrow as well. When does the summer league actually end? Like, when does, like, the knockout stage start?
It's got to be, let's see here. I mean, there's games... Consolation, Sunday. I'm just like clicking through here. Looks like Monday, the 17th, is the final. So you kind of got a little bit of time left here.
Out in Vegas, party on.
Yeah.
What would you rather watch, the NBA Summer League Championship or the NBA in-game or in-season championship game from Vegas?
You'll come around.
Now, is anybody going to go to this in Vegas, the championship game?
Of course they would. That's just such a silly... You know.
Now, are we going to have an Elam ending to this? Like, how is it going to go down?
No, it's just going to be regular basketball. Regular basketball. It's just more...
Now, you know what I really need to see, though? Team wins it this year.
Yeah.
Do we have a celebration like it's the NBA Finals? Adam Silver comes out, big table... Couple trophies, confetti.
I mean, why wouldn't you, though? So I understand that, like, they do this in, again, European soccer. Like, they just have, like, a cup that is just completely separate of the regular season, of the Champions League. Like, The NBA is giving something for guys to win. There's going to be excitement, Donnie, when guys put an extra $500,000 in their pocket. There's prize structures throughout, which will be incentive laden. And the point of it is, the maximum amount of extra games is three, and that's for the teams that are in the championship game. Where for 22 teams, Donnie, there are no extra games being added to their slate. None. Like that's completely harmless.
Now, let's take a look at this real quick here on this tournament. I don't care about the breakdown of group A, B, C, or D, but if you're the NBA, why don't you just take out the preseason and have a tournament then?
Yeah, I gotta tell you, man, you're not going to come up with an alternative idea that is going to make sense of you basically saying, can you please just get rid of this tournament?
Or how about like an NIT for the NBA at the end of the season? Like you get the regular playoffs and then side by side you get like an NIT of the teams that didn't make the playoffs.
Again, I think you unknowingly hit on an exact reason as to why the NBA has introduced this into the fold here, DR.
But it doesn't make any sense. Like it doesn't
make sense.
Like if the NFL did this, it'd be like, what are we doing here?
That's not true. Well, the NFL
Group A would be the Eagles and the Commanders week two or whatever, and that's going to be a group game. What?
The problem with the NFL is you can only the amount of how limited you can be in terms of the games played out there in a football, of course, situation. So you can't add that many games with the NFL.
So the final four games count out there?
Excuse me.
Which doesn't make sense.
Say that again.
Like the final four games in Vegas count towards records?
So that part you'll get full agreement. I don't. Apparently, every game other than the championship game counts towards records. There is no reason to have teams that have played 84 games. That's unnecessary. The knockout.
So is that what you're going to have? Like some teams are going to play 82 and some people are going to play 84?
Apparently, which is a mistake.
My goodness.
That's a mistake.
We'll see how it plays. It starts in early November and gets over early December.
Yeah, it's a little one-month shot. Little one-month shot there, all in all.
Yeah. I want to see how seriously the players actually take it and what it is. But I do want to see, like, the championship of... I mean, it's a game. You're competitive. You're a professional. I get it, but...
No, I don't know why we need to not be playing.
That's what I told you. LeBron, sit that one out. Doesn't count. Why am I playing?
No one is going to get to a championship stage of anything and just be like, irrelevant. Why bother?
I mean, he could just sell one of his Blaze pizza joints there, make up a quick $500,000. Done. See ya. What are I going to play in this?
But again, that's not how people work, right? Like you offer them $500,000, they take it.
Or maybe feels like, you know what? Some of these younger kids deserve this more than me. Let these guys get out and have their shine in Vegas.
No, they don't deserve to play. They deserve the money, so he's got to get out there then and play a little bit more in order to get the dollars.
LeBron hits Dre's the night before, you know what I mean? Has a couple bottle service into the night, relaxes in Vegas. Nice little couple days off. Now, also, are we breaking free from the NBA? Like, is this one of those? When's the championship game? When is it?
The ninth? I want to say.
Is that a Saturday night, I would assume?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same day as like the Army Navy game. So
now also are we
off
in the NBA like for like 4 days? Is it like an All-Star break?
Probably.
Oh, actually, you know what?
Probably.
I take that back. Because again, nobody really pays attention till Christmas anyway, so if they're off for a couple days, not that big of a deal, right?
Well, but so like some teams will be off obviously, but it's not like you're gonna zero basketball. There will be no NBA games on, I guess it's December 8th, assuming right the day in between. But outside of that, you're not going to be without basketball. They just won't be packed slates. But the games are going to look like they matter more, which is important.
It's pretty crazy, too, because I saw a tweet. It was from Rolfstein.
Sure.
And it's like 100 and some odd days, because you know how he does that. So funny how the seasons seem so like long and far apart. And it's like when you put it relative, like granted, 100 days is still long, but it doesn't look like that. When you say, like, did we just end college basketball? And it feels like it's just coming back. It's the same thing with the NFL. Like before you know it, like we're here in this week where it's All-Star break and we don't have any real games till Friday gets back in, professional sports, leagues. But my goodness, like before you know, Kevin, like we're going to be doing a Thursday show kicking off the NFL season as if it was, you know, like here, yes, like, oh, remember that? Oh, it's April and it's May and it's June. That time goes so fast here. And before you know it, it's going to be, let's get after the Lions, let's get after the Chiefs, hot takes right off the board, and away you go into the NFL season. Time does move quick in that aspect.
Yeah, it always does. It always does, right? Like, how many days away until preseason, right? Like, you'll pass out if you see stuff like that. So, we're here. We're here. It's always here, right? But I think we've got plenty of stuff carrying us right now. I think there's a lot of Major League Baseball stories to sink your teeth into. Again, I know I like to trade people, but you are on the same wavelength as I am. The Angels right now need to be on the phone getting rid of Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, everybody.
They need to
and
be honest
Rendon.
With themselves.
Yep.
Yeah, and Trout. And
got
Trout.
It. Just got
no
it. The L.A. market, get some draft picks, you know, hit the free agent market, retool, because sometimes it just doesn't work out. Now, granted, again, business sometimes overtakes winning on the field, if that makes sense. But I don't, so, like, people are going to always come out like, I'm never going again. You traded Trout. Like, okay, well, what did you like about Trout? Oh, man, he's so fun to watch. You guys never win anything. When is it run? Like, imagine, like, in a bigger market, Kevin, like New York City. Ohtani and Trout are there. They never win or get into the playoffs.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
it going to be all fun and games there where Yankees fans
no.
go, hey, man, don't you dare trade Trout. We love that guy. Like, no, you'd be running him out of town.
And here's the thing, honestly, if they really want to hold on to Trout, that way they still always have Trout, like, that's totally fine. But here's my other question, Donnie, like, in terms of, you know, making money, and you've always talked about the dollars that Ohtani should reasonably be bringing to that organization. But with the amount of money that they're going to need to pay Shohei Ohtani, like, how profitable are they exactly supposed to be? You're not guaranteed profit. You know, we saw Cohen the other day at that big press conference. Like, I can't keep losing money at the rate that I'm losing. You don't just automatically print money by owning a baseball team.
No, it's a good point you bring up, too, because your profitable years are right now. It's like if you can equate it, Kevin, to, like, sitcoms or movies. Like, hey, by the way, we're going to make the 9th edition of The Hunger Games. Well, these kids are no longer making $450,000 for the movie. They're making $45 million for that movie at that point. So when you try to equate it to the Angels and say, well, Ohtani's on an absolute steal and a bargain. Yeah, he is now. What he was paid triples, and it's still going to be worth that long-term investment. It's just a shame. He would be. If you build any semblance of a team around the guy, and get them into the playoffs. My goodness, the gates and the jerseys and everything you can sell. But sooner or later, and I guess maybe it's poetic justice here at this point. Ohtani wants to leave. Trout is hurt. You're not making the playoffs. Perfect time to separate there. One quick segment before we get you out of here for the afternoon. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick little segment before we get you out of here today, but certainly the Sports Grid Network powers on and on, so make sure you stay tuned here. Coast to Coast coming up next. The Major League Baseball draft, Kevin, is going on right now. Did you know? 98th pick, the Phillies just selected Devin Saltabon. How about that? Where are we going to see these kids at?
The way you feel, and I feel like so many subjects, is how I feel about the MLB draft. I just can't. I can't. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. So,
now, where is the? Do we have any? We didn't have a live show last night for the first round of the Major League Baseball draft.
Now who would have been on that show? I think you would have been a part of it.
You would have probably loved it. I mean, you like all those draft stuff. This would get you in there.
Well, you
not a punishment. We'll put you on there. No punishments there. Come on.
Certainly not. Certainly not. An honor.
On a Sunday night.
An honor and a privilege.
About time you work a little bit on the weekends here, but. Having said that, man. Draft finishes up today. Tomorrow is the All-Star game, trying to get those wagers in. Me and JP teaming up tonight with Team Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to send a moonshot into the night for the deepest home run. Now, before I get to your picks or what you want tonight, Kevin, I think we go under tonight on longest home run hit. Like, those markets, I think, are under tonight. I really do. But how do you bet them?
Okay.
How do you actually bet that and watch? You can't, right? You just tune in later to see if it won or lost? Oh, my goodness.
No, so here's the problem. Like, if you're watching, would they even tell you, Donnie, enough information?
Oh, we got to have multiple shots tonight,
you know,
but multiple channels doing it. You know how they have, like, the StatCast channel and then the regular broadcast? Are we doing that again tonight? We're at least
right.
Because you remember when it came in, it's like, look, the major bet in this one is to see how long a ball could go, and they just weren't reporting back what the home runs were. Oh, so good, man. So good.
Yeah. No, that was absolutely out of control. Look, I mean, for me, I took the 50% boost on DK, and we went Louis Robert at plus 8-something, whatever that boost ended up landing at here. Like over 276.5 home runs tonight as well. There's a first-time Derby participant prop. I can't figure out the right approach to that one just yet, but I will figure it out. I will figure it out.
For JP behind the wheels of steel, Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh, another episode in the books. We'll see you tomorrow on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.